This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,188. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D-10 Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you. Power in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, Ryan Castle's in. We will sit and spin. Today, 10 songs about being touched. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
You're going to draw. All right, here we go. Marriage is called off after the groom's father and the bride's mother decide to elope. Meanwhile, Florida man who stole a FedEx truck and drove it on the runway as a shortcut home was his hope. Florida woman tries to get boyfriend into Jesus by throwing a Bible at his head. Man insists that Burger King wouldn't accept his coupon and he wanted the store manager dead. And the headline simply reads, your testicles have taste receptors. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, parents. Sometimes they do you good. Sometimes parents do you bad. For example, a father in New Hampshire, he strangled a coyote. No, that is not a euphemism. Literally, he strangled a coyote after the coyote attacked his son. And that is good. Dad wanted to protect his son. Father in North Carolina, he wanted to protect his son as well. In his case, he tackled someone who was fighting his kid. Unfortunately, the fight was a sanctioned high school wrestling match, and Dad was arrested. In Indiana, a father was play wrestling with his four-year-old son. That's always a good time. Unless Dad has a gun in the waistband and it discharges, shooting both the father and son in the head. They both survive, but the son is in critical condition. And then even when you're an adult, your parents can still mess things up. In India, a man and a woman postponed their wedding. They've been planning it for a year. They're supposed to get married next month. They postponed it because their parents disappeared. You see, one of their fathers or one of their mothers got together and they eloped. Because that's what parents do. But today, we are talking parents. And look, your parents in different ways, different situations, they show up. Maybe for the better, maybe for the worse. And that's what today's question is. How did your parents make the situation better or worse?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Home shows and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,188. What a large program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact. You think to yourself, man, these guys have been working hard this year. Worked on a holiday.
Oh, this whole year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We are just absolutely knocking it out of the park. So eventually, we're going to have to get a little vacation in.
Hopefully, this will be good enough of a show we can put you on a repeat one of these days.
Our question today, as we talk about parents, we have parents in the news. Sometimes your parents are there to help you out and be on your good side. We'd like to hear those stories today. Sometimes the situation is for the worse when your parents get involved. We would like to hear those, too. Now, if you have not seen the video yet, it's a little bit shocking, but they say next this dad will grapple with a legal system. A North Carolina dad, Robin, was arrested for tackling his son's opponent, well, you're from there, during a high school wrestling match, according to authorities. Barry Lee Jones was arrested Saturday on charges of simple assault and disorderly conduct at the competition in Kannapolis, according to WGHP-TV. Jones' son had been facing off against an athlete from Hickory Ridge High School when the other student pulled a move that the referee deemed illegal. Basically, he picked the kid up and slammed him on his
body
back.
Slammed.
He body slammed him on his neck and his head. The dad then was filmed charging onto the mat and tackling his son's opponent to the floor, according to the outlet. Other parents can be seen rushing to break up the brawl. The student was not injured in the incident. Jones was arrested and booked in the county jail, where he was ordered held there on $1,000 bond, according to the report. He really came in and blindsided this kid out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this dad's an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, the move was illegal, but also it's a wrestling tournament. It's like, things happen.
And the ref called it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's just abusing his son. It's like, look, he did the illegal move. The ref did what you do in that situation. He calls him, right? And they resume the match, but dad's already down there.
Sure. Oh, look, man.
You ain't going to hurt my son.
If you played any kind of athletics growing up and you were whatever level you took it to, you know for a fact that there was always at least one parent, depending on the kid, depending on the school, depending on what it was. And they would get, I mean, they were overly involved, at least vocally or whatever they were doing. I've seen a parent run onto the field on a football game for the opposing team. Kid got hurt, and his mom ran out first. And then...
Even
before a coach
just
or an
like
assistant coach.
Dream.
I mean, we did have, like, an assistant coach-type trainer, but we didn't have, like, a full-time trainer. But before Stanley got out there, before anybody got out there, because basically in high school, both sides come out.
Sure.
So if there's a player injured, you know, just for the betterment of the game.
Yeah, generally only going to have, like, one head trainer per high school.
Right.
That's about right.
They both come out. Well, his mom was on the field before anybody else.
Damn.
So the next thing you know, like, okay, so we kind of regroup, and I remember looking over, and I'm like, well, who's that guy? And I realized, well, that's his dad, because his dad and his mom walked off together, and then they helped the kid off the field. But it was just a weird kind of situation, you know, when the parent, it wasn't like they were screaming, yelling, or anything like that. It was just...
Yeah, I mean, that I can deal with.
It wasn't bad. It was
no,
just...
No, like, I've seen parents just run onto the field.
What, yell at the ref or whatever the hell it is?
Yell at the ref. When I was keeping score at DeMatha our senior year, we had a scrimmage at a school a little more in the, say, the tough part of town. And the game got a little rough. So eventually our coach was just like, hey, we're good. We're going to walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Then their parents kind of stormed the court, a couple of them, to approach our coaches. And I mean, it was like a brawl.
In the gym.
It didn't happen, but I mean, it was right there on that level. Right.
And what are you thinking as this is going on? Like, I want to see a fight, or I want to get the hell out of here.
No, we were way outnumbered. And we, like, none of our parents were there. I'm trying to remember what high school we were playing at. I mean, it was a tough part of town.
What do you think would have happened if your parents were there? You think things would have gone down then?
If Billy's dad had been there, okay, it would have gone down bad.
Okay.
Sure.
Billy's dad.
Well, there's always
just that guy that was always there and didn't mind. But I mean, I remember those two fathers, like, running onto the court, like, getting in the face of our coaches. But then also, you got a lot of seniors in high schools. I mean, there's a lot of dudes ready to fight.
Yeah, it's testosterone time.
Mm-hmm. But hell, I mean,
And there's dads that approach the coaches if their kids do not play, especially right. mothers. I mean, I still remember Tim Cottrell's mom to this day just yelling. And I found out, I don't know, probably a couple years ago that she had passed on. And I was just, it was one of those things. She was at every single thing. And for whatever reason, no matter what team I was on, he was on the team with me.
Right.
Whether it was Little League, whether it was, you know, through junior high, we were on the same team. High school, we were on the same team. So we played all the time together. And Cottrell's mom, from the beginning of anything we were involved at, you know, if Timmy wasn't in the game, put Timmy in! And it was just, and like you could see him on the bench, it was like,
oh, he had to hate that, man.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up, Timmy.
And then, you know, like if he didn't get the last shot at the last time or whatever, like his mom would just absolutely go in our coach DeSantis' face and scream her head off at
him. Was Timmy any good?
He was okay.
That's why he's not out there.
He was
right?
Okay. I mean, he was good at a lot of things. I mean, what I'm remembering is him playing basketball, which it wasn't his best sport because right. he was a fullback. So, like, you know,
yeah.
he had the height advantage. He had a weight advantage.
Sure.
But he couldn't play underneath the basketball because he was too short. So he's just, like, bombing threes, you know what I mean? And everybody's like, hey, dude.
Well, and some parents, too, like, there's something more aggravating when you're coaching, when somebody's yelling what they think is good advice, but it's not what you're doing.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Or you might tell a kid to do something, but you don't know. You're playing a zone or something. If I'm coaching, so, I mean, that's always my thing. Like, if you want to be that involved, you should coach.
Yeah. Hell, even in the Aaron Hernandez documentary, right? You've got them at 8 years old. The kid who played high school quarterback, who he dated for a while, right? They're playing in young Pop Warner, like
yeah,
8 years old. And the quarterback's dad, who was the guy who was the corrections officer.
Correct.
His name was Tim in the documentary.
Timmy!
Probably still is to this day. He recounts having Aaron Hernandez's father get in his grill over the game plan when they're 8 years old.
The game plan?
The game plan for an eight-year-old Pop.
Come on,
game
man.
Plan.
Come
on. Eight-year-old Pop Warner scared the guy to death. This is a guy who's a man. He was a Marine. He was
he's a corrections officer
now.
His nickname is the King.
Well, the King is the guy he's afraid of.
Right. That's so what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, his name is the King, but this is 8 year old Pop Warner, and he's in his grill, and he thought he was going to kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, things get out of hand when the kids get involved with the athletics. That's for sure. And then there's times when
I will say, in parents' defense, I get it. Right. Like, I've only watched my nephew play a few games, but it's just at a certain point, like, it's just children playing a sport.
Yeah,
it's massive important to them. You love them, but like, the refs are being nice doing this, right? The guys,
relax.
The men or women coaching or giving their time.
Ted, you'd be surprised the insanity trigger that goes off as a parent as far as when you see something. I was watching a video. We could both watch it. It's like anything else. I watched a video the other day of a five-year-old little girl getting tormented on a bus by the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Each one of them are coming up, and they're beating the hell out of this kid. She's crying on the bus and everything else. The bus driver is not doing a damn thing. Now, the woman who's the mother is watching this video of her daughter getting the hell beat out of her on the way home, and she's visibly upset.
Well, yeah.
And then they go back to the video again, and these kids continue like beating her, and they're older kids. It's not like they're 5 years old. They're not necessarily peers. They're older kids beating the hell out of this girl. And I just got so pissed off. I was like, you know what, man? I dragged that bus driver out of that thing and just beat the living hell out of them.
Yeah, I know
they know what's going on. And my instinct was, like, if that was my kid, man, I'd have my hand around.
Because that's your first thought.
Yeah.
If that's my kid. If that's my kid, you got a kid.
That bus driver.
And you put them in a bad situation. Like, I know I'd react.
Yeah, but the bus driver puts the hands on your 10-year-old kid, you're going to still be pissed at the bus driver.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of a no-win.
Mm-hmm. Now we have some good news. Not that this is your ideal situation, but a New Hampshire man killed a coyote with his bare hands after the animal attacked his young child. Authorities had received multiple calls regarding a violent coyote.
I'd like to make a Carl.
Prior to its encounter with the family.
Somebody make a Carl.
It's 8:40 a.m. They received a report of a coyote attacking a vehicle on Drinkwater Road near the border of Kensington. The Kensington Police Department got that call 20 minutes later from a 62-year-old woman who stated that she and her dogs were attacked by a coyote on a porch after she opened the sliding door to her home. In that incident, the dogs retreated into the home, and the coyote attempted to follow them inside. The woman was bitten as she fought to keep the coyote out of her home. Around 11 o'clock, that same coyote attacked a family walking on a trail, prompting the father of the child to go into, quote, protection mode. The man suffocated the coyote with its bare hands until it succumbed. Ian O'Reilly said that the coyote grabbed his 2-year-old son by his jacket, and he stepped in to save his son. In the middle of the moment, you're not really thinking of recording or a whole lot or anything like that. It's just really instinct. The fact that when we tried to kick and push and get rid of him, it became clear that this animal was not disengaging. He was bitten on his forearm and chest as he shoved the animal's snout into the snow. Police had shared a photo of the coyote chasing a car earlier in the day. This is a crazy coyote. But they say that human coyote encounters in the area are getting a little bit more not as
choked it out,
not
man.
As rare as they once were.
My also, daddy once choked a coyote.
What used to happen back in the day on that road?
Well, drink water.
Drink water road.
Drink water road. People go back there and drink water.
Somebody was just saying, you guys are drinking way too. Y'all need to drink water.
Drink some water.
How are we going to remember?
You're going to drink water, bro. You're about to see your wife, man. Drink some water.
You write it down every time you write down your address. It's going to remind you to drink 8 glasses of water a day. That's why we live on Drink Water Road.
Otherwise, I forget.
Nobody's pissed like motor oil the whole time we've lived here. How do your parents make the how do the parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Our first comment of the day so far. It says, my brother fed me a jalapeno by convincing me that it was a pickle. I was like 5 years old. I cried and cried. My dad made me feel worse by calling me a big baby. Then he made me feel better when he forced my bro to eat the whole jar of jalapenos. Hell yeah, F you, bro. That's exactly how it ends.
Damn.
That is a dad getting it done.
The whole jar?
The whole jar.
At least it wasn't a fresh one.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, congratulations on 3,188.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Glad we made it this far as well.
Yeah, me too. So many years ago, maybe 25 years ago, my mom and I were coming out of a warehouse video, and some guy was trying to break into our car. So my mom, because she's a total BA, she goes up to him and starts confronting him, and he's making some excuses, whatever, and she basically guilt trips him into, like, feeling ashamed and walking away by asking what his mom would think if she beat him like this right now.
Oh, really? She laid down the mom on him.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. It was great.
Do you remember the encounter?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hey.
I said, were you there? Do you remember the encounter?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I was about 16.
Okay, and were you thinking to yourself, oh, man, I might have to jump in here, or did you feel like your mom had it completely under control?
Oh, no, 100% I did. I started moving around to the guy, and my mom gave me a look, you know, like, don't get yourself killed, because this is some, you know, like, real adult man, and I'm some stupid kid, but I was ready to. And she just started talking to him and then made him feel real bad about himself.
Yeah, you know what? And 16 years old is one of those ages, man, where you're about ready to pull the trigger on something. Mm-hmm. You've been in enough fights as a kid, but you had a little bit of a growth spurt or whatever. You're probably as tall as you're going to be. Some people get a little bit taller than that afterward. But for the most part, like, this is the time where you're thinking to yourself, if I'm ever going to punch my dad in the face, this is the first opportunity. I know it's not a smart move, but I feel like I can do it.
Sure.
Like, you have the confidence that you could take down an adult because you're almost there.
Sure.
So I found that time to be challenging in that way.
It is, but dads know that.
You know?
They went through it, too. Like, I know you want to punch me in the face. I know you want. They could say that at any given time when you're that age, and you're not even mad at them, right? I mean, you can sit down for dinner. You think you could take me? I know you think you can take me, right? But with my father, somehow I knew that he knew. You know, you're not trying to, like, outwardly put out that vibe, but there's something where I felt like he was always daring me, too. You know, I'm like, you know, man, it's a trap. This, whatever
it is,
you're
a
thinking,
trap. It is a trap.
Like, don't do anything stupid.
Because
I feel like he, and what that means is, see, he's trying to trap me to do something stupid. That means that he also wants to punch me in the face and has the confidence that he can still take my ass.
Now, as an adult, though, you know,
he's an old man now.
I have
79. I got your ass.
This is a feeling I might have had when I was 16. But as an adult, I would never even think about that. That wouldn't even entertain that thought in my head, or, like, you know, that kind of a feeling.
Because you could take him.
Well,
look at you as an 8-year-old and go, I could beat your ass.
It's a matter of
what
you both get to that age. You're a wild animal.
I'm not getting in trouble anymore. He's not coming.
Yeah, like right now, look
time.
At my kid. I'm like, I got nothing to worry about.
I mean? Like, it's just like there's
right,
not
but when he's 17, 18, now you got to work.
Yeah,
right.
10 years from now, like, I know he wants to punch me in the face. I got to let him know. I don't want to punch you, too.
I have daughters. I don't have to worry about that. They probably both kick my ass anyway.
Your big dome.
Yeah.
How does that big face?
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
I mean, there's only be one alpha in the pack.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought about living with Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee's son came home as an adult and knocked him out.
Yeah.
I mean, knocked him out.
Tommy Lee weighs 118 pounds.
I can't imagine having a relationship.
And 70 pounds of that is heroin.
You know, with my father or anybody else, where I thought, man, if I see them, someone might get knocked out here.
But our fathers don't act like Tommy Lee either.
Yeah.
If my dad were like Tommy Lee, like, hey, Dad, when I get home, there's a good chance I'm going to try to knock you out.
Yeah, but as adults, do you really think there's that many sons and dads that are just absolutely thrown down?
Sure.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Abso-frickin-lutely. I think more than you'd be comfortable with.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, so my dad, growing up, was always one of those people that told us how easy we got it, because he lived on a chicken farm. And so when he came, I was about like 18, 19, somewhere around there. Everything had gone pretty bad for me, and I was about to be homeless. And then my dad just started a new relationship with someone and was just moved in with her and then just kind of took me in. So for me, that was just always a big thing where I just want to give him like all the props, because he could have easily just been like, you know, you screwed up, you can, you know, take care of yourself, but he actually helped me out.
What did you do to put yourself in that situation?
I dropped out of high school, and I was staying with my mom, and then she decided that she was going to move. She's from Germany, and she decided she was going to move back there.
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of stuck in a pickle, not knowing what to do, didn't have a job, nothing like that.
Did your mom actually move back to Germany?
Yeah.
And is she still there?
No, she's back in the States now.
Okay. And what made her decide to then move back?
She met a dude, and he, at the time, wasn't like super rich, but he was living pretty comfortably, and he wanted to try making a business over that way, and it didn't really work out for him too well.
Yeah, he wasn't no chicken farmer, that's for damn sure.
Okay, that's cool, yeah.
So you have it easy, because I grew up on a chicken farm. I mean, what is that, like the worst kind of farm there is?
No, it's not. It's dirty, but
they stink. But I mean, what's the worst farm? If you got to do a farm, what's the worst farm?
I don't know, but the chicken farm, basically, if you have, depending on your coops, all right? So my buddy owns a chicken farm.
Of course
he runs a chicken farm.
It's still alive?
It's double-decker. It's a double-decker. He's a guy that devils with. It's a double-decker chicken farm. And there is a run that goes down through the middle. It's completely automated as far as the feed, as far as watering and everything else is concerned. All that feed, don't worry about it. Get all your steroids in it to plump those birds up fast, because it's all about time. So,
yeah, but there's no way that dude's dad grew up on an automated chicken farm.
That's what I'm saying. More than likely, it's not. But this was, again, this is back 30 years, and I remember going to his farm, and it was completely automated then.
Really?
Yeah.
I think growing up on any farm's hard.
Granted, there's a lot of other work that goes involved with as far as taking care of the grounds and everything
associated with the
farm. But as far as being an actual chicken farmer, basically what you do is you go in there and you get all the dead peeps out.
Good.
So there's no infection or anything like that. So daily you go through.
They just call them baby chickens. You say peeps, I start thinking about the candy.
Well, they're yellow
at
first. So peeps are peeps.
And they're equally delicious.
That's why they're called peeps. And when you get peeps,
and when their bones crunch, it's like a stale peep.
Yeah, it's amazing. You walk in there and everything is so cute.
It's just like Easter, mama.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable. Like, look at all these cute peeps, and then you sneeze for 2 hours after you walk out. But either way,
E.T. peeps.
You gotta kill foxes. You gotta kill coyotes. You know, you live that lifestyle pretty much.
I don't know, man. It just sounds growing up on a farm sounds tough. Period. Then
it
you
just
throw
sounds
in
like it sucks.
You throw in chicken or pig, and I'm like, that seems worse.
And guess what? All of the maintenance on that stuff, it's all paid for by the plant. So they go in there and they make sure that all the upkeep is up to spec. And so basically, they split proceeds. So Purdue comes in and then they buy some of it. Then Wampler comes in. They've got their own thing. So it's 6 weeks.
But it just sounds like it sucks, right? Because look, you can grow up tough. People grow up tough in the hood, but it doesn't always suck. They'll say it was tough. There are moments that suck, but not every day sucked. Even though you're dead broke, there's lots of violence. A farm just sounds like it straight up sucks. Like, I don't care how hard it is, man. Hard is hard. Sucking is sucking. But just because something's hard doesn't mean that. To me, I'm sorry, man. I am not a farmer.
Well, he'll get up at 5:30 Eastern time and send me a text. And I'm like, you ass. It's like, I'm asleep.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's 2:30. You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
36-year-old father and his 4-year-old son were rushed to a hospital after being accidentally shot in the head when a gun discharged while they were wrestling. Incident happened on Sunday at their home just south of Bloomington, Indiana. Two were having a fun wrestling match together, and the father had a concealed handgun on the small of his back. And while they were both playing around, the gun fell from the father's waistband and discharged. The single shot struck both the father and the son in the head. Both victims were immediately taken to a hospital and treated. The father, whose identity currently remains unknown, was transferred to another hospital and is expected to recover. His 4-year-old son, however, was transferred to a children's hospital and remains in critical condition with a gunshot wound to his head. Our question, how did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked ladies.
Hola.
So my mom told my girlfriend that I was probably dating her because she reminded me of my stepsister.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute now. Your mom, your mother, this is your biological mother.
Correct.
Told your girlfriend that you, I'm trying to get this straight, that you only liked her because she looked like your stepsister.
Did she look like her or did she act like her?
No, it's my girlfriend. Actually, I married her. We've been married for 20 years.
Because she looks like your stepsister.
At the time, yeah. Was Cambodian, and my stepsister was Korean. So she said, crazy head, she decided that since I had such a great relationship with my Korean stepsister, I started dating a Cambodian woman.
Do they look anything alike?
Nothing alike.
Okay, that's weird. Did you still have a close relationship with your stepsister?
Yeah, we were great friends.
What about your mom?
Growing up.
What about your mom? Do you have a good relationship with her?
All right.
Okay, that's the right answer.
Okay. Did your wife, girlfriend that you've had for 20 years, did she ever get past that?
Yeah. I mean, she while we were dating, she broke up with me twice, but not for that reason. Okay. I'm an idiot. I'm a guy, you know.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So what did... Have you always had a weird relationship with your mother? In other words, when your mom dropped that bomb on your now wife, were you stunned that she said it, or was it more par for the course?
Par for the course, yeah. And luckily, she knew that there was a bit of crazy, so.
Okay. And is your mom okay now, yeah. Do you believe? Do you worry about her? Do you care? Where are you?
We have a great surface relationship.
Okay. And, yeah. And do you have siblings?
Yeah, just one. One biological, one step.
Do they have the same type of relationship with your mom?
No. My stepsister has zero relationship with anybody except for me. And then biological sister has a better relationship with mom than I do.
Okay, all right. Because sometimes parents...
Happy holidays, yeah, exactly. Man. Happy holidays.
That's all getting together. Do you have any children yourself with your wife?
3.
So there are grandchildren involved, and Meemaw is still not in the picture that much.
Not a lot, no.
Because that's normally when the moms will come back around. You know what I mean? Regardless of whatever, I want to spend time with my grandkids. You know, we can patch things up.
My parents moved here because I had kids.
Right.
If I had known that, I wouldn't have kids.
They didn't want anything.
Now I'm stuck with
them. They didn't want anything to do with you. They would move to foreign countries to get as far away from you as humanly possible.
Then you have a kid.
And then you have kids and they want to live next to you.
And they're right there.
That's right.
And that's how it goes. But here's the truth. The moment you have a kid, you realize that everyone will come and visit you and no one cares about you. You mean nothing. Basically... And it's kind of nice, right? Because, like, when they show up, they're like, oh, please, go out. We'll babysit. Like, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You guys decide to see the kid. Right. I'm out. You can stay at my place. Spend 2 weeks. Hell yeah.
I mean, hell, you've had a couple friends that have had kids lately.
Yeah.
And you've gone and seen him. But you don't say, hey, I'm going to go down and hang out at somebody's house. You say, yeah, I'm going to go down and see the baby.
Right.
Like, they're not like, even there anymore.
Well, one of the friends likes to enjoy a beverage once in a while, but I told her, I said, you got to bring that kid. The kid's a star now.
Right, exactly.
Sorry.
That's what you're going. That's what you're going.
Oh, when they came down to meet you, right? For lunch?
Yeah.
Right. I was just like, you can't not bring the kid because now everybody. Now, look. I'm cool with it, but everybody wants to hang out with the kid.
That's all exactly. It's not even like welcome back to work. It's like, where's your baby? I mean, obviously, yeah, like, once you have a kid, you drop on the totem pole.
I'm going to go there and spend the night so I can hang out with that kid. It's like, your friend's not even in the picture, even though he is. Right. You know, it's like, it's just the way it goes.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
I just want to point out, I think it's great. Like, because all the heat's off of
sure.
it, right? As long as that kid's reasonably clean, like they're not bleeding or anything, you know what I mean? They don't look malnourished, people are happy, and then everyone hangs out with the kid.
And it's the truth, though, right? Like, I've never wanted to babysit a kid in my life, but my niece and nephew, when I was living back there, like my
entirely
niece,
different.
I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll watch it for a while.
Because I don't mind.
And one-year-olds are easy. Plop in front of the TV, put on some football.
You know what, man? Listen, here's the truth. You worry about your kid the most, like when they're newborn, because frankly, you don't know what you're doing. In the end, it's as easy as it gets, dude. It's like a house plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you left it is where the hell the baby is. Because once they can walk, life becomes an entirely different thing. Just trust me on this. But otherwise, like, look, imagine you have a house plant. Every once in a while, the house plant poops, right? And you just kind of clean out the house plant a little bit, man. But otherwise, like, just feed it, water it.
Oh, but then, Ted,
there's nothing to it.
But then, Ted, once they start moving, it's like you're planning an escape room. And no one can get out. And so you got gates, you got locks on drawers, you know, the kitchen's all locked up.
Then you can't get into your own cabinet.
Crazy ass latches that you have to buy at the Home Depot.
I will tell you what, man, when my daughter first falling slash walking, trying to figure it out, and you're right, like life changes, but it's always had the gate in front of the stairs, and there were carpeted stairs, just like six. And I'm like, listen, man, we go through this all the time. Don't go down the stairs. Move the gate, let her ass fall down the stairs. She fell down the stairs. Gave her a look. She looked at me. It was never a problem again.
No.
Gotta respect look. The gate.
Yeah. Go down the stairs then. All right. Boom, 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 boom.
Do what you want, Smarty Pants.
That's why I said no.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls in seconds.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.